Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today, including somebody's getting a sticker today. I'm getting a sticker today. Woo! Betty has made a sticker chart for us, Gavin and I, to act like adults, act like good men. And I'm getting a sticker today because I had a lady that called in and she was not happy with something that she heard on the show. And I did disagree with her very much so in her assessment, but I was very calm. Mm-hmm. And I was very, I started to interrupt once. I said, you know what? No, go ahead and finish. You go ahead and finish your thought. Mm-hmm. And then, and she even said something and kind of got snippy with me. And like, and I'm like, well, I pointed it out, but I did not start an argument. Mm-hmm. And I ended it pretty well, I think, actually. And I tried to mend a bridge there. And that's sticker worthy, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
For sure. And I hope, Gavin, that you realize that I don't think you're in need of a sticker chart. You're just...
Don't diminish my stickers. Oh. She's like, I just did that because he has to have one.
Yeah. Wally needs
like,
one.
It's like, I can just be like my normal self for a day and I won't...
You don't need to make any drastic changes.
I won't earn a sticker.
You're the A student in this family that when the other kid gets a C, the family's like, yeah, give him a sticker. That's me.
Yeah.
And you're the kid that's the A student that gets overlooked.
It's fine with me.
Yeah. Yeah, just be the A student.
I'm just going to look at my board on, you know, at the end of the month, see... A
no
score
stickers.
Of like 10-1.
Yeah.
And the only thing that's going to hurt is when
she takes me to lunch.
Did we ever establish this? Yeah, I was going to say, do we establish the reward system for stickers? Because
I think it's a lunch.
If I don't earn
not,
a sticker,
I think it's a lunch. I think
we
it should
not,
be a lunch.
But
yeah.
I'm the one that I have said, this is the third time I've said this to you, Wally.
What?
I made the sticker charts.
Yes.
So I get to make the rules.
Yes.
And my rules do not say I get to buy you lunch.
I think they should.
Well, I say I'll buy you breakfast.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
So the person like that has the most stickers at the end of the month gets a free breakfast.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. And it's weird, like as she's telling me that, I'm thinking, wait, is this a model telling me like this
no,
stuff?
That does
like,
not work.
That's amazing.
That does not work. You just got done.
You could be a spokesmodel.
Why didn't you put on your makeup?
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. Because we had a snowpocalypse here.
I did.
We had a snowpocalypse, and Wally
I did not say why
got himself a hotel room, so he didn't have to drive all the way from where he lives,
correct.
Which I completely understand. I, though, live like 5 minutes down the road from the station, so it's not too far. So I didn't want to use the station's money to get a hotel room for myself because I'm only 5 minutes down the road.
Right. But you did not drive yourself
I'm
in.
I'm not finished, sir.
Okay.
This,
don't risk
this,
your sticker.
Yeah, it's about to go.
No, it's non-refundable.
So once again, I make the rules. You do not. So anyways, I am just expecting that I'm going to drive in. And he volunteers to pick me up. Okay, so I take him up on that request.
Well, you have
I'm not finished.
Can I just interject?
No,
you sent me a text.
I'm not finished.
No, you sent me a text that said, hey, somebody just spun out in my driveway.
Matter.
Will you come get
no,
me?
No.
Yes, you did.
No. Okay.
Show it.
Do you want it exactly?
I don't care what the text says.
That's what
you
it
won't
says.
Let me finish.
Okay. Well, I think I'll have to pick you. I think you'll have to pick me up then. Just watch my neighbor's wheel spin trying to get out of the parking lot. I don't want to get paid for Jubal in jeopardy.
Yes.
That's what I would say too if I didn't want to drive.
Yeah. But that was only said because you had volunteered.
Of course. I'm always going to try to take care of you.
Okay, then
which
what
your
was
mom
your point?
Appreciates.
What was your point?
Your mom did text.
Her mom did say that.
No, she didn't. I don't even know what you're talking about. So then this morning, why should I bother to put on makeup? Because there's don't.
Yeah, you don't need to.
Stop.
You never need to.
Stop.
What?
So I don't I say, well, I don't want to get a hotel room because I don't want to pack all that stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, pack my makeup, pack my you do your makeup.
You do. I know. That's the thing, because packing up your makeup, that's not a good argument because you do that every day and bring it in here.
Yeah,
and do it.
So
what I was telling Gavin,
you know what? I'm gonna do what I did last time. I'm gonna cut your sticker into
this
three pieces.
Two totally
three
different
pieces.
Things. No.
And you're
no.
losing
let him,
the first.
Gavin. No. No.
Let him earn the
this
one.
This is different.
Let him earn the one.
Yes.
you, the sticker board is going to drive me crazy.
I know.
Because I'm the one that makes the rules, okay? If I say it happens, it happens.
Okay, but I think that the sticker should be allowed to be what it is, and it should not be contingent on something else that you did, that I, we just disagree on. That's not fair. So
the sticker if you're telling lies.
No, I'm
you're
not telling lies.
Lies.
The sticker is a per moment
yes.
like piece of income versus yes. a
no,
daily.
It is something that is handed to you, and you are holding it by a thin grasp, and the wind is blowing. It's hurricane
so
winds.
We should
okay,
start with a sticker every day.
Yeah.
No.
So
you get the sticker if you do something nice, but if you're Gavin spreading and lies, I have the right.
Gavin
to
and I
take
were trying to figure out what is so. Like, what do you have to bring that makes it hard for you? Okay, I'm not judging you, because I literally was like, I don't mind coming to get you. I don't want you to wreck your car. I know driving in the snow stresses you out.
Yeah.
And, like, and I understand that. And I'm like, I will come get you. It's fine. It's not a big
so
deal.
So you will affirm that you volunteered
100%
first.
I did. Okay, 100%
then.
I did. Because okay, I wanted
then.
You to come
that's
to work.
That's the truth.
Sticker that is the truth. Everything I've said is the truth.
No,
yes.
You said earlier.
No,
you
no didn't. I didn't. I definitely volunteered to come get you.
You were acting like I was the one that made you come and get me.
No. You did take me up on it.
Yeah.
But I said, because I wanted you to come to work today. I didn't want you to, mm-hmm. you know, not be here because I need you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
So, and I need Gavin. So Gavin stayed in the hotel because Gavin lives farther away. It made totally sense. But Gavin and I were even discussing, what is it in the world that this girl could have to bring that makes it so hard to stay somewhere for a night? Because I literally brought my backpack and I brought an extra change of clothes in case we had to stay. I'm just curious, what do you bring?
It wouldn't be that much. It's just the thinking of it when I'm just right there. I'm just down the road.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was willing to drive myself anyway.
Oh, I know you were. And then it just, your car's not built for getting out. Like,
no.
And so that makes sense. Total sense. Yeah. I don't want you to get hurt. And I don't want your car to get hurt.
And my boys would be alone.
Sure. Yeah. There's that.
They'd each other.
Yeah, they'd be fine. But you, I know you have to bring a snow, not a snow machine. You have to bring a snow machine. She likes snow in her room. You bring a sound machine,
mm-hmm.
even when you travel. And it was a big one, too. It was the size of a box van. The last one I remember you having was, it was giant.
Hotels do have, you know, the units. Like, I slept with the fan on all night. Just, like, it was just the normal, good sound mm-hmm. machine.
They have a sound machine at this one?
No, it's not a sound machine. It's just the unit. The AC
it's
unit.
A sound.
You
yeah,
turn
it's
it on,
a sound
and
machine.
It's just a sound yeah. machine.
Yeah, because I was like, yeah, you don't have to bring that much stuff to stay out, even if you're a girl. But I guess you do, because then you're like, I got to bring face soap and face. Okay, so yeah, I guess there's a little bit of that stuff. Because
then you just don't know how long you're going to be there, and there's the comforts of home.
Yeah, well,
it's
you
like
do like home.
Home.
Yeah, you do like home. Like, I was going to come sleep at the station.
Were you, though?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I was. I've done it before. I've done it, like, my whole early career, that's what you did. Like, you came in and you slept at the station on a couch, and then I was like, well, there's not enough stuff up here that might be open. I'm like, but the hotel would probably have stuff and, you know, not go out of power, and I could actually get a good night's sleep and then do my show in the morning. Because when you sleep at the station, you don't sleep well.
I did buy some hotel ice cream last night.
Did you really?
It was like
they had some?
7:45 went down and got some dibs.
Oh, nice.
I was like, you know what? Like, and not you know, not on company money.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
like, you know, here
yeah.
you go. I want. I just felt like I wanted some ice
cream. Was that your
dinner? No, I had some chicken salad.
Yeah, and I had Uncrustables because I was prepared. I brought Uncrustables with me and Munchos, and so I was ready to go.
And I think we were in the rooms next to each
other.
We
were, yeah.
Which was, it was kind of creepy because Wally, you know, calls me and tells me, because it was weird how, you know, they said, like, oh, your room's on the lower level, which
yeah.
is different than anything I've ever seen. He's like, oh, if you're going to so-and-so number, and he said my room number
yeah.
in the voicemail. Do you know where I'm staying?
Yeah, it seemed really creepy, but
also
I literally just said the room next to mine. Just I figured they might put us there.
Also, too, it makes sense why y'all would take them up on a hotel room because you don't have to share your bed with anyone.
Mm.
That would be nice because
yeah.
you've complained about
well,
Marty and her snoring,
right?
And Sasha, your cat, mm. having to mess with the sheets.
Yeah.
And then Gavin has to share his with his wife and two dogs.
No. We put the dogs in the guest room these days. For me, it's just the not having to wake up and put my, like, robe on and then open a cold door to like 0 degree weather to let the dogs out.
Oh, yeah.
You just got like the cold weather going against my tummy.
I have, again, Gavin wears a robe too, which I think is so bougie.
Dude, it is.
He wears a robe.
Gross.
Just like yeah.
A little sleazy.
$15 one from Target. You just tie
got
that, that rope around the bowl belly. And
tie
just
it tight,
made
please.
Of silk.
For the love. Reinforce it.
It's red.
The wind blows it.
Is it satin?
My back door neighbor. I'm like, hey, Belinda.
Oh, that's like Betty Rock, Dooley.
What?
Her dad.
Oh.
Your dad. His
I was
neighbor.
Like, what did I do?
No, his neighbor, Dooley,
wears
a robe.
A velvet robe, and it's very out of character.
But
for
Dooley
him.
Can wear. Dooley
but
can rock that.
It's very out of character.
The only time I ever put that robe on is in the morning because I wake up the house. We keep it cold because I don't like. I throw
is
it on.
Is it terry cloth?
It's super normal. It's from Target. It's
it
like
is
15,
super normal.
It's 15
he got it
bucks.
In the women's section. Stop.
It's not like I get out and do that and put slippers on. I just do that.
I remember going to a hotel room one time,
so judgy.
And like it was a nice hotel and they had robes that you could use. Ooh. And so. Yeah, so no, because they charge
have.
You. And so I put the robe on, and I'm like, oh, look at this. I'm like, oh, this is weird. Like, I'm taking
oh,
this off.
You didn't like it?
No, I did not like it. Mm. I didn't like the robe.
I can see where it would be nice, because it's the action.
And you're over here making fun of me for it.
I know. I have to give you a hard time, though.
Sure.
But it would give you that extra warmth that you wanted. Mm. Makes you feel covered up.
Yep.
Yeah, I get it.
Totally sensible.
I saw a story.
Get that as a girl.
A follow-up story to the Alaska Air debacle where the door flew out of the thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, they said, okay, it's probably a manufacturer defect, and so I was just waiting for this. Like, when are people going to start suing Alaska Air and Boeing? And that just happened. Four passengers are suing them for the terror they say they experienced when the door blew off. And I get it. It would be scary as all get out. They're suing on the fact that the injuries were intense fear, distress, anxiety, trauma, and physical pain. So it's interesting out of a plane of all those people, though. I'm always interested in the mindset. To me, the people that would have the biggest right to sue were the ones right next to the door.
Yeah.
Like, you're thinking you're going to get blown out of this thing. That's intense fear.
Mm-hmm.
If you're all the way in the back and you barely know what's going on or can see.
But
like,
do you know for sure that they weren't sitting at the window?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm doing what I normally do. Making,
assume.
Yeah, absolutely. but, like, I am curious because I've seen things. Like, you've been on flights before. And you're getting off the flight, and someone's like, that's crazy how that person went nuts here, and there was an altercation. You're like, wait, what? And you're all the way in the back of the plane. You had no idea. You know, like,
that's
things happen on
planes.
Oh, really? I've had that happen. Like, things happen on planes that you have no idea if you're way in the back. And
well, because you're the one that's the problem.
Yeah. But, like, I'm always curious, out of a plane full of 177 people or whatever it was, do they all sue? You know, do they all
could.
Join a class action suit?
Yeah, they could.
But this one only says four. But here's the reason I think more people might jump in on that. So I saw a article on what they received from Alaska Air as being on that flight for the terror and the trauma. Like, what do you think they got? Like, do you think they got tickets for life? What do you think they got?
Oh,
free airfare for... Mm-mm. 5 years?
Coupon for their next flight. Like a voucher?
Yeah.
A hotel voucher.
Yeah. Like free airfare for the next 5 years. That'd be a good mm-hmm. that'd be a good start. Mm-hmm. No, they received a full apology. So that was nice. In an email. They were refunded for their flight that they had mm-hmm. just paid for.
Sure.
And they got $1,500 to assist with
okay.
inconveniences. No, that's what happens when your flight gets bumped.
Mm.
Like, I know people that are getting $1,000 to bump or they lose stuff and they get, like mm-hmm. that's an inconvenience. The door blowing off.
Yeah, you put people's lives in jeopardy.
Yeah, give me free flights for a year.
What if you, though, like, what if you were in the back where the bathrooms were and you didn't even have an idea?
Didn't even know, yeah. Boy, it's drafty in here.
Oxygen mask. That's
right.
Fun.
That's weird.
Hey,
it works.
Do you think that that's appropriate then?
I think everyone on that flight, like, I don't know about the lawsuits, you know, because I'm not like super litigious, but a lot of times everyone sees anything as like, oh, good, we can take this from the mm-hmm. company. But all you do is raise everybody else's prices when you do mm-hmm. that. So I think that the people that were directly affected, absolutely. But I think everyone on that flight, as a gesture of goodwill, from the company, the optics of it, you go, hey, We are so sorry. We had no idea. It's not even our fault. It's the manufacturer. But you know what? We value you and what you went through in your business. We would love, if you trust us, we would love to give you free flights for a year. Mm. Like, that's a whole different story.
But I wonder if their lawyers are like, if you do that, then you're admitting that you were part of it. And it could end up that it wasn't their fault. It was people that make the plane.
It looks like that is the issue. It looks like a manufacturing thing right now. But again, it's like just doing something above and beyond, shock and awe your clients and your customers and treat them better than the law would tell you to or your lawyers would tell you to, you're going to come out way better. Like somebody that's getting free flights for a year out of you probably isn't going to sue you if they weren't truly traumatized. Somebody who just got $1,500, I'm probably going to sue you, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah. But they also, and I'm just playing devil's advocate, they don't know the amount of money that they're going to lose by that one situation, like whether that be they're going to have to fix all the planes that are in that same model,
right?
Or they're going to lose customers that were originally on a flight, but now they're like, I ain't going on.
They're going to take a hit. They always do. But what happens? You look at airlines. You know, plane falls out of the sky, hits the ground, everyone dies. We still fly, you know, and we fly that airline. You know, like there was a time where back in the day, it seemed like what was it, AirTran or something like that. Oh, well, down in Florida, it seemed like they were losing planes every week. It was bad. And then they merged with another, I think they merged with like Spirit or something, and one of these low-cost air carriers.
What was the name of the company that had the ones from 9/11?
You mean the brand was American and United, I think.
So.
And was it Delta? I don't remember. That's a really good question, but it begs it goes to illustrate we have a short memory and we will fly what's the cheapest. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I mean that's how we look at airfare
took a Spirit flight once.
With the exception of Spirit and what's the other one?
Frontier.
Frontier.
Yeah.
Those are the two. When they come up for airfare, I don't even look at them. I do not even look at them.
I want to say they merged too at one point. I thought that Spirit and Frontier were becoming one unit.
My Spirit experience was fine.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Mine frustrates me because of how they nickel and dime you to death.
Oh, yeah.
And like the rates aren't that much cheaper. And that's a frustrating thing with Southwest. Southwest used to be great customer service and 9 times out of 10, the cheapest flight you're going to find. And that's not the case anymore. Like you have to look and research. I did just find good flights on Southwest and I bought them for a trip we don't even have yet, but the airfare was so good, and we've been talking about going there because. And I bought them for the whole reason that their policy on canceled flights is so good that whatever you buy the tickets for now, if you take the trip, great. But if you don't, you have that in credits that you use throughout the rest of the year. And I have a lot of travel coming up this year, and it's like it's not going to waste. Mm-hmm. So I either have the potential of getting this really cool trip for flights that were half as much as they normally would be, or B, I just use it throughout the year, you know, because their policy is so good. So I try to fly Southwest and Delta whenever I can because I have status on Delta now again.
He has status.
He's a status man.
I do. Well, I've earned it. I've flown a lot of miles with them. Lady Rock.
$1,500.
For what?
It's like at the end of the day, though, if all of that happened, you'd hope for more.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if you landed and you are still at home and your life is going on, and you got $1,500,
if you're in a class action lawsuit, though, you're getting way more than $1,500.
That's also true.
Like they'll get. Here's the irony. Like I have a friend that was in a class action lawsuit, he got like $70,000 out of this thing, and the lawyers, though, I mean, it was you know, $100 million or whatever. The lawyers take 60% like right off the top. Ouch. And then everybody else gets it all, you know, disseminated down. And so, you don't make nearly as much. I love like the Apple class action lawsuit a few years ago about like them slowing down your iPhones and things like that. And everyone was in on that and you got like $1.20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like gee, thanks.
But the lawyers, they made bank on that. So what do you got, Lady Rock?
Nicole Kidman. I know her best from the AMC classics.
We come to this place for magic.
Oh, yes, we do. We come here for magic.
Because in here, perfect their story, or because here
they are.
Yes. We know.
I know. I'm trying. It's not taking off. I'm trying every time.
Well, Nicole Kidman. What do you want to guess how tall she is?
Oh,
I know how tall she is, so I'm not going
to
guess.
Okay,
she is tall to me. She would tower over me. I'm yes. going to guess a solid 5'11".
You are correct. Right okay. on the nose. Yes, she is 5'11", meaning she is 5 inches taller than both of y'all.
Yeah, it's huge.
Oh, yeah, that's and a imagine, big gap. Yeah, and in high heels.
She wears heels most of the time, too. She's probably heels. Clocking 6'2 or so.
Yeah, she would be tall. What, now, she lies about, what'd you say?
I didn't say anything
yet. I thought you said something about that.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh,
no, so she's 5'11", but early in her career, she started lying about her height, so claiming she was shorter than she really was because a lot of casting directors told her that she was too tall. And if you think about it, you know, if you're like the damsel in distress, any guy that's 5'10 or lower.
Tom Cruise, 5'2.
Didn't she and Tom do a movie, though?
They did, Far and Away.
Yeah, so it's like, imagine
he
being.
He stood on boxes.
Imagine being on set.
and he married
like
her.
Like you did.
Didn't they? Yeah. Weren't they married?
Yes, and I think I've said this before. Yes, they were married, and they adopted two kids. What happened to those two kids?
They adopted two kids? Mm-hmm. You never hear about those two
that's
kids.
That's what I'm saying. What happened to them?
Now, Tom Cruise was also with the black-haired girl. Young Katie Holmes.
Oh.
And he had a kid with her, didn't he?
Yeah. Yes.
So he has a biological kid. One.
Is he married right now?
Yes, one. And then then Nicole Kidman married Keith Urban.
Keith Urban.
And they have two kids.
They do. Okay.
So they each have biological children, but what happened to those adopted children they had together?
He's had three spouses.
He has?
Yeah.
Mimi, you don't hear much about his personal life. You just hear about him doing his own
Scientology
stunts.
Scientology, too.
Yeah.
Mimi Rogers, Nicole Kidman. He was married to Nicole Kidman for 11 years, and then Katie Holmes for 6 years, and that was 6 to 12. But it looks like he hasn't been married since 2012.
Oh, wow. That's a long
time.
Can't
compete with his career.
Mimi Rogers. I forgot about her.
I don't know her.
Mm-mm.
She's an actress, older actress.
Well, anyways, she lied about her height, and she said that she was a lot shorter than she really was. She said a lot of people would say, hey, how's the air up there?
I've never had.
Classic.
Anyways, now she's being honest with how tall she is. That's because she's an A-list star, and she can.
She has earned her height.
Yeah, so she's not being embarrassed with how tall she is
anymore. Never been in the back row of a photo. Like, you know, when they line everybody up, hey, let's get everybody together. I've never been in the back row of a
photo.
It's
not even like that when I go and volunteer at youth group and we take a photo.
Yeah.
I got
front row guy.
I got junior girls in high school that are 6'1", and I'm sitting there like, excuse
still
me.
Front row.
Let me get
I know.
In the front here with the fifth graders.
But Nicole Kidman, always in the back. Always in the back. My daughter lies about her height. She lies about it.
Shorter,
taller. Taller. Because she's 5'2", 5'3", like, and working at Disney. She's trying to get in on different production shows, and they are really strict about height. And so, like, for the dancing choreography people and background stuff, like, they have different criteria, but some of them are like, you have to be minimum of 5'3". And like, if you're not, or like characters, you got to be 5'1" or whatever and under. And so I think her resume has her clocking in at 5'3". And I think she walks in in heels.
Yeah, might as well.
Because she's like an inch short.
Heels should always count for
height
in that sort of situation.
But can you dance in heels?
Oh, you have to. You
how
have
tall
to
are you, Betty?
Me, 5'5".
Okay.
So have you're an inch and a half shorter than me.
No, I am an inch
shorter
and a half because I'm 5'6"
no,
and a half.
No, you are not.
Wait, if we stood like in a lineup and they were gonna see who committed the crime, there would be me on one end, then Gavin, then you. It's 5'6".
I'm about
and
five,
a half.
I'm
5'6" is Gavin, and you at 5'5", and they would say the tall guy did it, and that would be me.
I'm probably only 5'5 3/4" too, so I'm not even. I don't think I'm even 5'6". To be
really
honest.
Okay, I didn't think so.
But why would
well,
I
then
say
that? Would mean that Wally is only 5'5".
I'm
5'3"
I'm 5'6" and a half.
Because you and Gavin are the same height.
We're not the same height.
Yes, just
have
you
taller
are.
Hair.
When I stand up straight, when the osteoporosis isn't kicking in.
Yeah, there. That's true. What were you back
when
in your heyday?
Is it flaming?
When I stand up?
Up
straight, I'm a lot taller.
Oh my gosh.
But my spine is like.
Did you ever, like, as you know, as like as a, I feel like most guys want to, unless you're massively tall. Some of those guys don't want to be that tall. But like, I think guys generally say, oh, man, I wish I was a little bit taller.
Oh, for sure. I always wish we were taller.
Do you ever like wish you were taller or wish you were shorter when it comes to height? I never quite know how women process that.
I feel like 5'5 is perfect for me. I don't want to be any taller.
Because it's hard to get clothes.
It's hard to get clothes. That's true. And like, you want to wear heels and not be towering over somebody.
I don't like that. So, yeah.
So, and shorter, no, I wouldn't want to be any shorter. I'm good with where I'm at.
Great.
It's great. And 5 is my lucky number. Mm. So, being 5'5".
Oh, well, it works out well.
And born on the 5th month of the 5th day.
That's true. That's right. That makes sense.
And Betty has 5 letters in it.
Does it? Wow. A lot of
And I was my grandmother's 5th grandchild.
Oh, my goodness gracious. And my IQ is 95.
55.
I'm fascinated by numerology, not from the... There's like a branch of it that's, I want to say religion or cult or whatever. Like there's a branch of numerology that thinks the universe is giving you numbers and things like that. And they assign way more to it. But like the coincidence of numbers that exist in our society for things always amazes me. Mm-hmm. Like you'll see things. I remember when 9/11 happened, there were all these numbers things that people kept throwing out about that. And I think numbers are fascinating. But when there are times that you look back and you go, wow, that's kind of crazy. Like you, like all the fives in your life. But I guess it's like anything. If you start looking for them, you'll find them. Yeah. You're like, I got 5 toes on each finger, on each foot. That's not normal in my family. Mm-hmm. Normally, there's a 6-toe cousin.
Exactly.
But like my favorite number is 3. And so I always look for things like 3s, like, you know, the Trinity, you know. So
birthdays?
Birthdays!
We don't have any.
Oh, well, that was easy.
But we do have a question. This one is from Jennifer, and it's for Wally.
Okay.
She said, Wally, what advice do you have for switching from being a parent of a child to a parent of an adult?
No!
What advice?
I think it's been harder having an adult child. I think it's harder because they go and they do their own thing. It's been harder on my wife for sure.
They make up their own mind.
You
don't have as much say.
You don't, you know, and you have to look at decisions they make and go, I wouldn't make that. I don't want you to make that decision, but they do, you know. And I think it's been really hard for my wife that my daughter is doing her own thing. And my daughter, sadly, is wired like me in certain ways. There's ways she's wired like her mom that are great. But then there's ways she's wired like me that are bad, like being independent. And you can go for days without talking and it's fine. You know, like I'm totally fine with that. But like my wife wants to talk to my daughter every day. And so when that doesn't happen, it hurts her. So I think you have to change your expectations.
Has she told Haley that?
Yeah. Yeah. And Haley will get better for a little bit and then she'll go back into her her just pattern, you know. And I get it because I'm that way, too. You know, when my mom is up here, I talk to my mom all the time, every day when she's here. And I'm like, you know, and then when she goes away,
I
don't call.
She has a full-time job. She's trying to
I understand that.
Work. And...
But then you see your friend's daughter who calls their mom every day or every other day or is texting, you know, and so it hurts her, you know. But I guess what I'm saying is my advice is like you're going to have to change what your expectations are because your kid probably isn't going to live up to what you want that relationship to look like as an adult because it is. It's different, and I think it's harder. She was an easy kid to raise, real easy kid. And she's not a bad adult. Like, I mean, like there's nothing, it's not bad. It's different, you know? And so I think that honestly is where being friends with your spouse is really important because when the relationship, when your kid's not the center of your universe anymore, a lot of times people implode and they can't handle that and they can't be in a room and have a conversation with their spouse, you know. And for me, like, I enjoy this. I enjoy Haley doing her own thing and, you know, if she needs something, she'll call me, you know, and I'm good with that.
Are you good with being second best to your wife?
Absolutely. 100%.
Because she doesn't get to talk to Haley. She wants to hang out with Haley, and she's like, "Well, I guess Wally
yeah,
will
I'll
do.
Be here. Yeah, you're fine. You're fine." There are days I feel like that.
But there are some days though, you know, and Haley will choose
your wife.
To my wife.
Oh, you're talking about
my,
me?
Yeah, no, my wife, my Haley. Yeah, yeah. I've always got to.
Yeah, because we're just talking about my Haley.
My bad. Yeah, my Haley, where she'll have an afternoon where she'll have come home from work and she'll be on the phone with her mom, and she is just a legend. She'll talk to her mom for 2.5 hours,
yeah.
3 hours.
My mom,
they
my wife would love that.
Best friends Ooh. On this planet. And those are, like, there are days when that'll happen. And in some ways, I'm like, oh, I wish
we should just have your Haley call my wife. Like, yeah. Hey, look, Haley called you. What are you upset about?
That'd be good. But those are days when I see that and I know how important that relationship is to her. And I'm not sitting there saying, oh, man, I wish you would get off that phone and spend time with me. Because I'm perfectly good at existing on my own with even her, like, in the same space. Like, that's just something you have to be more than comfortable with is being an individual while being a unit at the same time.
I knew the pecking order when I was dating my wife. Like, if I needed a kidney and her mom needed a kidney, so long, Wally. Like, her mom's getting her kidney. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. I get it. And, like, I'm good with being...
I want that kidney.
Yeah, I'm good with being second to... my wife,
daughter?
Even with my daughter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I want, because Marty really wants that. I want my wife and my daughter to have the best, strongest, long-lasting relationship, and I'm good with being, you know, second to that. Or I know I'm loved. I know she loves me, and I know that she needs me, you know. But if she has to have a relationship that's strong with one of us, I would pick my wife for her.
If you were, because, you know, if I'm asking for advice, say, like, there's a future where we have a kid. And
don't. No, they only break your heart, Gavin.
We'll see. But if
and
we
drain your wallet.
Yes.
That's the part I'm not sure. I'm not looking forward to. But we have our kid. Do you initially give up the, a little Grey's Anatomy here, but, like, choose me, you know, love me? Like, do you give up that world of being the, in essence, like, most important person to your wife, you know, her to you? In that moment, you've had this kid. And that kid is the highest priority for
Absolutely.
Both of you on an individual scale.
Yeah.
But because of that and because of a strong marriage, you have that foundation where you've, like, laid it for each other. And then you can give it all to your kid while still being strong together because you know what you're doing.
I always tell people that, like, don't have a kid till you're ready to be unselfish. Because if you're, like, super selfish, don't have a kid. Because they take every bit of your time, focus, and energy on both of your parts. And then it's easy to get lost inside of that. My wife and I were always really good at keeping Haley in her place. Like, we love that kid to death. I'd die for her in a second without hesitation. But we also did set up the rules. I've talked about it on the show before, like, don't make me choose between you and your mom. Now, if it was a life and death situation and I had to choose between her and Marty, I would choose Haley, even though it would pain me. But I know my wife would be mad at me if I didn't. You know, if I saved my wife when I could have saved Haley.
But what if Haley hasn't called your wife in a while? Maybe she would understand.
My wife would be like, you know what? Let her go.
Who's been there for you?
Yeah, exactly. But no, so I do understand the pecking order. And I do think you have to keep it in check because when your kids leave, they leave. And then you're left with this person that sometimes is a stranger in your own house. And that was one of the things we always made sure that didn't happen throughout the raising of the child. Like, you can't do it in the last year. You know, it's like you have to set that tone through the whole thing. So anyway, there's some parenting advice. Tomorrow we're going to do some marriage advice on the show. I'm pretty excited about this because I've had a couple situations come up. Then I'm like, this is good advice for people.
Before we go, did everybody have fun in the snow? Did anybody play in the snow?
No, I tried to.
We the dogs really like it. We this is Jasper's first big snow with us, at least, and I wasn't sure what to expect per se. And we let him out, and that dude just he is having fun. He at one point I don't know what he's doing, but his whole face is in the snow, and I'm like, what are you looking for?
That's funny.
And he just pops up and it goes back down.
That's cute.
And it's nicer. Like, snow is nicer than rain for me when it comes to their paws. And then because it's snow, I wipe it off. We're good.
Yep.
The tough part is, and, like, I want everyone to be safe. I don't want this snow to melt. Because it's all going to melt in my yard.
And be mud.
And then next week, it's just 50, 60 degree weather and rain all week.
Yeah.
So my yard is about to be garbage.
Yeah.
And I am just so not excited about that.
I tried. I got my snowboard out of the attic.
Did you really?
I did. And I went to a hill that we have sledded down before. Cool. And I took my camera with me because I got like a 360 camera and I'm ready to shoot this thing. And my snowboard will not even begin to slide on the snow. It was powdery. It should have gone. There was ice underneath it. I'm standing.
You gotta grease that sucker.
That's the problem. Like, I hadn't used it in so many years. It wasn't waxed. Or I've gotten incredibly fat that, like, I stand on a snowboard
Why
and
am
it
I sinking?
Will not slide.
I wasn't gonna say that.
Yeah.
But...
Like, I literally hopped to the edge of where the thing goes down. And, like, I'm on the part where, like, it's down. It's a downhill slope. I should be sliding.
Yeah.
And so then I got off of it because I felt really bad. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. Am I really that big? I took my feet out of the bindings and I threw it like to go down the hill, thinking, okay, it'll slide down there. And I know what the problem is now. It's me. And I throw it and it goes plop and stopped.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay, good. It's not me.
It's not you.
It is the fact that it needed to be waxed. But I didn't know, because I know they wax the things. I never really thought it was that big of a deal. Turns out it's a big deal.
It's a big deal. The closest thing I got to playing in the snow was...
Walking outside today.
I was going to say,
It was cold, guys, like -1.
It wasn't fun cold. Like, there's snow and fun. Mm-hmm. This was snow and just, you know, pain to your face.
Yes. But closest thing I got was yesterday I took my broom and went outside to sweep off all the snow off my car.
Oh, did you?
And that was a challenge.
Yeah.
That was a challenge. I lived to tell about it. I prevailed.
Nice.
But I'm sure I was a sight to behold to all my neighbors.
Well, I picked her up today, and I had made sure I started the car before I got in it myself so it was warm. And then I picked her up, seat warmers on.
It was wonderful.
Heat blaring.
Yes.
Like, it's like she got in. It was like
the treatment I expect.
Yeah, exactly.
And deserve.
Princess, here's your ride. So I guess we'll do that again tomorrow.
Yay.
So yeah, I'll probably have to pick you up tomorrow too because it's going to be a little icy. So anyway, that's going to do it for your aftercast today.
Always,
good to be
for
back.
Being potty. Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.